Welcome back, everyone, to The Study Game, the show where we gamify life to make it much more enjoyable. Welcome back, everyone, to the show. Now, today, I'm going to be trying something a little bit different, you know? I wanted to kind of experiment a bit with some new things to kind of help add some spice to these podcast episodes. So today we are going to be talking a bit about poetry and how it helps with confidence during these challenging times. I would say that just about anything that can increase confidence in life can help increase your chances of more success throughout your day and just continuing on building this habit of thinking positive about the current situations that are facing the world. So a bit of an update of why I'm making this episode is because I mentioned in a previous episode I signed up for a class on reading medical poetry literature. And what makes this type of literature special is that it focuses on very real, very personable aspects of humanity. And the one I wanted to talk about for today is on mortality, or in simpler terms, death. So this past week, we were asked to read a poem on mortality, or actually a group of poems. I'm not sure if any of you guys may be familiar with any of them, but T.S. Eliot, Dylan Thomas's. So for T.S. Eliot, it was The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock. And another was Ozymandias. Some familiar titles here. When You Are Old, Nothing But Death, If I Should Die, When Great Trees Fall, and an article about the importance of medical literature and patient satisfaction. So all these sound like really big thoughts, you know, there's a lot to think about when it comes to poetry, especially in terms of mortality and the human condition. But today I want to talk about how we can see a bit more confidence through poems. Personally, I've found that reflecting on poems on mortality increases my awareness of just how short this life can be sometimes, and how important it is for us to optimize for happier days, you know, days that we don't take for granted, the moments of good health, the moments of friendships, the moments of presence with other people, you know, because in reality, we won't ever get those times back. So to be able to truly value these moments is, I would say, extremely essential towards a more fulfilled and gratified life. Now, let's get into our poem for today. So the poem that really stuck out to me is by Dylan Thomas, Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night. Now, why did I choose this poem? Well, one of the reasons why is the fact that the title really stood out to me when I was reading through the other poem titles, just because I read this poem in high school. Yep, I read poems about mortality in high school because I was able to match up into this honors English course. It's not like your regular English course, so there's much more schoolwork given and there's a lot more to do, which I really enjoyed. I mean, maybe not in high school when I was juggling sports at the same time as learning this literature, but now that I'm older, now that the world seems to be stuck at home and trying to find ways to find more positivity, I have found myself gravitating more towards seeing the beauty of life and seeing the beauty in literature. I've been reading a lot more, and being able to take this class, I would say, truly is a blessing, because not only are we reading literature, but we're also sharing literature. We're meeting up with some of our classmates and are sharing our ideas and different learning points that we had from our readings. So the class is called Storytelling and Healing, and I definitely would say that the healing aspect of that class title is really important, because there's a lot of things in life that we can heal from, especially if you're an adult and have had numerous experiences, or if you're in the medical field and if you've had numerous experiences, horrible experiences dealing with difficult patients, near-death experiences, or just depression in general. I think being able to reflect on your mortality and the importance of it can really help steer your mind in a more positive direction. But without further ado, let me read to you the poem that I had to read. Do not go gentle into that good night. Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. The wise men at their end know dark is right, because their word had forked no lightning day. They do not go gentle into that good night. Good men, the last wave, crying how bright their frail deeds might have danced in a green bay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight, and learned too late they grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night. Grave men, near deaf, who see with blinding sight, blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the night, of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Now, if you guys probably have read this poem before, you would know that it is definitely what it sounds like, raging against the dying of the light, which is fight. The fight we struggle with literally every day. Survival. Survival to stay alive. Survival to keep this existence of this life going. And you know, I would say that worrying, fears, anxiety, all of that, of course, although they are important to the human condition, they can easily cause us to feel too much stress, cause us to not feel grateful for the current moment. Of course, there is a balance, but being able to become one with your emotions and become one with yourself and realize that you're not alone in this world, in this fight to stay alive. You know, I think there's a lot of value in that, because not a lot of people would, I would say, recognize how important life can be towards staying alive when you're stuck with your daily grinds of 9 to 5. I know it can be difficult, but you know, if you're able to at least recognize that we're all in the same fight, we're all trying to stay alive, and just becoming present with that, just becoming present with your current existence, with your current life, with the people in your life, with the blessings you have in your life, being able to become one with that and understanding that there are some things you can change and things you cannot change, and knowing the difference. By being able to recognize these things and working with what you can control, that will increase your chances of survival in this life, are extremely important. And being able to have an understanding of this increases your confidence, your work ethic. You know that at the end of the day, the work you put in is going to come out, is going to produce valuable moments in your life, you know, valuable fruit that you can enjoy in the future. You know, things may seem difficult right now with the whole coronavirus situation and quarantining, but who's to say that this will last forever? Who's to say that things won't get better? You know, it's all a mindset shift. And if you guys have never experienced with meditation, I've been experimenting with nightly meditation, so I'll be talking about that in a future episode. But I would definitely say that confidence and recognition of your fleeting existence in this reality is going to be a benefit for you and probably anyone who is looking towards finding happiness in the present moment. So I hope you guys enjoyed this new episode. I'm running some experiments, so we'll see how this episode fares towards other episodes. And if you guys want to hear more of these poetry type episodes, just leave a message, leave a comment, and I'll get to them soon. And probably include more poetry episodes in between. So as always, hope you have a great rest of your day. Stay awesome and peace. Yeah.